B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Yuma Daf Nun Zayin. We're going to start four lines from the top of the Amud. Before we read the Gemara inside, let's have a brief recap on what we saw just in the previous Gemara. The Mishnah told us in Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis that after the Kohen Gadol had finished sprinkling from the blood of the bull in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, achas lemalo sheva lemato, and also the same with the blood of the goat, he would then come out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and in the Heichal, he would do the same. He would sprinkle first, achas lemalo, v'sheva lemato, towards the curtain of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and then of the bull's blood, and then he would do the same with the blood of the goat. That's what we saw in the Mishnah Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara Daf Nun Vav Amud Beis at the bottom said, how do we know that the same as you did, achas lemalo, sheva lemato, in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, you do the same in the Heichal? So the Gemara brought a posuk in the parasha of the Avodah Yom HaKippurim, a posuk tezayin, where it says there, v'chein yasel oyel moed, the same should be done in the oyel moed, which corresponds to the Heichal in the Beis HaMikdosh. So that's a type of a hekesh, that since it's written, v'chein yasel, what it says in the previous psukim, Pasuk Yud Dalet and Pasuk Tezvav, that outlines what you do in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, do the same in the Heichal. Now we have to recap. Going back in the previous Gemara, we saw that Pasuk Yud Dalet and Pasuk Tezvav, they themselves were not that clear. Pasuk Yud Dalet was speaking about sprinkling the blood of the bull in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and the Pasuk first spoke about the Achas Lemalo, when it says al pnei kapoyres kedmo, but it didn't tell us how many lemalo. It just says al pnei kapoyres kedmo, which the Gemara understands means lemalo. We don't know how many. And then after that, it says v'lifnei kapoyres yaze sheva pa'omim, there should be sheva lemato. You sprinkle also downwards, and it tells us how many. It says seven. That's in Pasuk Yud Dalet. In Pasuk Tezvov, when it speaks about sprinkling of the blood of the goat, there, the pasuk starts, or early on in the pasuk, it says, "Va'osu es domoi kasha osa ledamapor," that you're going to do the same with the blood of the goat as with the blood of the bull, which means what's supposed to happen in pasuk Tezvov is similar to what was supposed to what happened in pasuk Yud Dalet, but then the pasuk specifies again first the lemalo vehizo oisoi ala kapires, and the vehizo in single tense means do achas lemalo, in contrast to Pasuk Yud Dalet, where it speaks about the bull and it doesn't tell us how many to do lemalo. In Pasuk Tezvov regarding the goat, it does, it says once lemalo, and then the Pasuk says velifnei kapires, you do some lemato. But here, in contrast to Pasuk Yud Dalet, where it says you do seven lemato, here regarding the goat, it just says lemato, or it says lifnei kapires, which we assume is lemato. It doesn't tell us how many. So we have in each pasuk one piece of information. We have the achas lemalo explicit in Pasuk Tezvov. We have the sheva lemato explicit in Pasuk Yud Dalet. And then we have in Pasuk Tezvov where it says that you should do with the blood of the goat the same as the blood of the bull. So we have a hekesh and we learn one from the other. And this was discussed on Daf Nunhei. So now the Gemara is asking a question that, so if we were to work, string all this together, Pasuk Yud Dalet, Pasuk Tezvov and Pasuk Tezayin, Yud Dalet and Tezvov, they themselves are a hekesh. They're learnt out from the fact that the two psukim are next to each other, and it says in Pasuk Tezvov, do as it says, make sure that what you do with the goat is similar to what it does with the bull. And then we come out with the conclusion of achas lemalo sheva lemato by the bull, and achas lemalo sheva lemato by the soir. And that's in Pasuk Yud Dalet Tezvov, all inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Pasuk Tezayin is another hekesh. It says, whatever you learnt about the Kodesh HaKadoshim, do the same in the Heichal. Asks the Gemara, v'chidovar alomid behekesh, choyzor melamid behekesh, something that in and of its own is learnt with using this rule called hekesh, can you then use a further hekesh and draw that same limud, that same teaching, to the next place? And over here, Pasuk Yud Dalet Tezvov in the Kodesh HaKadoshim is relying on Hekesh. How can you then use Hekesh to tell us what's happening in the Heichal? So answers the Gemara. The Gemara is going to have three answers. Number one, Heimenu v'dover acherhu v'loy have a hekesh. Pasuk Yudalad and Tezvov doesn't really need a hekesh, because part of the information is explicit. It's explicit that you do lemalo. Explicit both in Pasuk Yudalad and Tezvov. It's explicit that you do lemato, both in Pasuk Yudalad and in Pasuk Tezvov. It happens to be that the number, how many times lemalo and how many times lemato, that's just a detail that was missing in the lemalo, was missing by the par, and the lemato was missing by the Sawyer, so we use the hekesh there just to fill in the details of how many. But the essence of what it says in the psukim, that there's an achas, that there's a lemalo and a lemato by the dam hapor, and a lemalo and lemato by the dam hasoyer, you don't need a hekesh for that. So it's not called the hekesh. And since it's not called the hekesh, then you can use a hekesh from those two psukim to pasuk tezayin and learn that whatever was done inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim was also done in the Heichal. Says the Gemara, that was all very good according to Rebbe Akiva. In the Gemara in Zvochim, where the Gemara in Zvochim, Daf Nun Zayin, where the Gemara says there that Lo Yehave Hekesh, that when you learn some of the details without needing a hekesh, and just some of the details using a hekesh, that's not called a hekesh, and therefore when you're using that to learn to another place with a hekesh, it's not called a hekesh, choyzer umelamid behekesh. Elo lemando omar kuncha bishmoel in the Gemara in Zvachim. Have a hekesh who says that even that's considered a hekesh, in which case, since those details have to be learned from a hekesh in Pasuk Yudalad and Tezvov, then Ma'ikalamima, how are you going to understand that we're using another hekesh to learn to Pasuk Tezayin to the Heichal? So answers the Gemara, okay, Mekoyma Yisru de Gomri Mihadodi. The second hekesh is not teaching us anything about any of the halachas that we learnt, that means, namely, how many lemalo, how many lemato, that was not the object of the second hekesh. All the second hekesh told us was, whatever's going on in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, do the same in the Heichal. It's just comparing the two places. Once you've compared the two places, you know what they did in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, you'll do the same in the Heichal. V'iboyzema, a third explanation, chutz mibifnim b'choder zimna gomar. It says, you're right. The truth is that Pasuk Yudalet Tezvov does need a hekesh, but not entirely. It only needs the hekesh for the lemato by the soyer and the lemalo of the par. But the lemato of the par, it says explicitly, sheva lemato, v'lefnei ha-kapoyres yaza sheva pa'omim. The lemalo of the soyer also doesn't need a hekesh. It says v'hizo in singular tense. So we know that. So since as far as those details are concerned, as far as the achas lemailo by the soyer and the sheva lemato by the por doesn't need a hekesh, then those halachas I can learn to pasuk tezayin, do the same in the heichal. And once the hekesh works for those halachas, we can then roll the whole thing onto with a hekesh and say that the sheva lemato by the soyer and the achas lemailo by the por can also be learned from that same hekesh, and we don't have an issue of a dova lomid mehek behekesh chayzer umlamid behekesh. Continues the Gemara. Tana. So what did we see? We said that after the Kohen Gadol finished sprinkling the blood of the par and the soyer in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it was now time to sprinkle towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim, but outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, towards the curtain. Says the Gemara, Tana, we learned in a brisa, Keshehu maze, when he sprinkles, Einoi maze al haporeches. He doesn't sprinkle onto the curtain. Elo keneged hakapoyres, towards the curtain, but the droplets of blood will fall on the floor. Omer Blozer Rebbe Yosi argues and says, Anira isi'a baroimi, I saw these curtains in Rome. V'hoyu oleo kamoti peidomim, and I saw on the curtain some drops of blood, shall par of a soyer, shall yom kippurim, of the par and the soyer of the yom kippur. So I argue and I say that they did sprinkle onto the curtain. Says the Gemara, V'dilma par helam dovo shel tzibur usiri avoyde zara havu. We've mentioned these korbonos previously. There were other korbonos whose blood was sprinkled in a somewhat similar fashion towards the curtain, not the par v'soyer shel yom kippurim. It's a par helam dovo shel tzibur, or the siri avoyde zara. We don't need to go into the nature of those korbonos, but those are called the nisrofim, which were sprinkled that way in the Kodesh, towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim in the Heichal. Says the Gemara, that says Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Yosi, no, I knew that these curtains had the blood on them was from the Paravasoir of Yom Kippur. How did I know? Because when they would sprinkle the Par He'elam Dovo Shel Tzibur, or the Siri Avodah Zarah, they wouldn't necessarily sprinkle Kematzleif, as we said, in a row, one after the other. No, over there I saw that it was sprinkled haphazardly, just all over the place. He saw that it was not haphazard. He saw that it was in a straight line. The Chaza David Kasidron, he knew that was the Avoida, the Par and the Soyer of Yom Kippurim, because the Par Helam Dovo Shel Tzibur and the Sira Avoida Zara was not done in a straight line. Now, on a similar context, says the Braisa, Utnan we learnt in a Braisa, Utnan nami legabe par helam dovo shel tzibur. Now is discussing the par helam dovo shel tzibur, those other korbonis that the blood was sprinkled in the heichal towards the curtain. Kihai gavna, we found the same thing in the Braisa, that kashuhu maze loihoyu noigin buk pareches. Tanakama say when they would sprinkle, they would not sprinkle onto the curtains. Vim nogu nogu. If, however, they did, the sprinkles reach the curtains, it's okay, it's fine. Omer Blazer Rabbi Yosi says, Aniro is Sia Baroimi. I saw those curtains in Rome. V'hoyu aleo kamoti pei domim shel par helam dovo shel tzibur. V'usiri avoy dezara. I saw that there was blood of the sprinkling of the par helam dovo and the siri avoy dezara on the curtain. So they asked, V'dilma par v'soyer shel yom kippurim ninhu. Maybe what you saw was the sprinkling of the bull and the goat of Yom Kippur, not the par helam dovor. So he said, no, the chazinu David k'shaloi k'sidron. I saw that the sprinkles on the curtain were haphazard, they were not in a straight line k'matzleif, and therefore I knew that it was the blood of the par helam dovor that would reach the curtains. Now, nobody accuses Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Yosi to having lied that you didn't see the blood on the curtains. The Chachomim also agree, and they believed Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Yosi, that he saw the blood on the curtains. The Chachomim, however, held that might have happened by mistake, like we said, im nogu nogu, if it happened, it happened. But that doesn't mean that's what was supposed to happen lekatchila. Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Yosi, however, he held, when he saw these droplets on the curtains, he took it for granted that it was supposed to be done that way, and it was intentionally done that way. If it was in a straight line, you see 8 drops, he knew that wasn't a mistake. That was done intentionally. And also, with the par helam dovo, which the sprinkling was done from a further distance away, if it wouldn't have been that they intended the blood to reach the curtains, it probably wouldn't have reached the curtains. So they both agree that Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Yosi saw the curtains, he saw a set of curtains with a line of blood, and on those curtains, could have been the same curtains, he saw that there was a few drops that were not in a straight line. So Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Yosi assumed this was from the par v'soyer of Yom Kippurim, this was from the par helam dovor, and Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Yosi assumed that that's what was supposed to happen lekatchila. The Chachamim said it wasn't supposed to happen lekatchila, and this is discussed a little bit more in the Rishonim here. Continues the Gemara, Nis'arvu loy domim bedomim. What happens if the blood of the bull and the blood of the goat, they got mixed up together, they got poured into each other, and now it's one mixture? Rashi says this happened even before they started sprinkling, before he started sprinkling in the Kodesh HaKodoshim. And Tosfos on Amud Beis asks, and how can this be? Because we know that the order was supposed to be, first he does the sprinkling of the blood of the bull, Achas lemalo sheva lemato, in the Kodesh HaKodoshim. Then he goes out of the Heichal and shechts the Soir and takes its blood into the Kodesh HaKodoshim and does the same. How can the two bloods get mixed up even before the blood of the bull got sprinkled At that point, the blood of the goat wasn't supposed to be existing at all. It was supposed to be a live animal. It wasn't supposed to be shechted at all. But that's what Rashi says, and the Rishonim discuss this. So either way, you've got here the blood, a single vessel of blood, which contains in it also the blood of the bull, also the blood of the goat. What do we do now? Even those Rishonim who argue with Rashi, they say that this could have happened after they did the Zrikis, or they did the Hazois, more accurately, in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and they got mixed into each other before doing the Hazois in the Heichal. Omar Rava. Rava says, Noisen achas lemalo v'sheva lemato. Then he has to now do the sprinkling. Let's follow Rashi. He's got to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim and sprinkle from the blood, achas lemalo v'sheva lemato. He was supposed to do it with the blood of the bull separately and the blood of the goat separately. Now that it's all mixed up, he does it just once. He takes this mixture, he does achas lemalo v'sheva lemato, v'oile lo lekan ulekan, and it counts for the goat and for the bull. That's enough. Amro kameid Rabbi Yirmiyah. They said to Rabbi Yirmiyah what Rava ruled. Omar, and he said, bavloi tipshoi. These people from Bovel, Mishum de dairu ba'arad ha'chashecha, because they're living in a dark land, in a low land, omra shmaitze de machshachon. They're saying things which are not so accurate. Ha'koyohiv le'maylo de soyer, mikamo matir mato de par. Because let's say that when he does the achas le'malo, it counts for the bull and for the goat. Then he does sheva le'mato, it counts for the bull and the goat. But that means he did the achas lemala of the goat before doing the sheva lemata of the bull. V'atayra omra, and this doesn't go because the Torah says, v'chila mikapir es ha-kodesh v'es oil moed v'es ha-mizbeach v'hikrib es ha-soyer ha-chai. And we learn from there, kilo dam ha-por, only after he's finished doing the hazor, the sprinkling of the blood of the bull, and only after v'acharkach kolo dam ha-soyer, and only then he's going to do the sprinkling of the blood of the goat. How can you possibly start doing the achas lemalo of the goat before doing the sheva lemata of the bull? Elo omer Rabbi Yirmiyah argues with Rava, and he says you do as follows. Noisen achas lemalo v'sheva lemata from this mixture, and he does it l'shem hapor, with the intention of doing the hazoyis that are supposed to be associated to the blood of the bull. And he has that in mind. And then he does the same thing again from the same mixture, achas lemalo v'sheva lemato. But this time he does it l'shem hasoyer, having in mind the goat. And then you've got the achas lemalo v'sheva lemato of the bull. Only afterwards you've got the achas lemalo v'sheva lemato of the goat. Continues the Gemara the next case. Nis'arvu loy domim bedomim b'matonois achroinois. What happens if after he did the achas lemala of the bull, before he did the sheva lemata of the bull, the blood of the goats got mixed up into it? What do we do? So Sovar of Papa Kameidarova. So if Papa assumed, and he said in front of Rava Lemeimar, he wanted to say, Noisein sheva lemata l'shem por, u'l'shem soyer. You should do the sheva lemata and have in mind both the par and the soyer, similar to what Rava said before, when the bloods got mixed in before they did any hazois, then Rava said, do the achas lemalo and have in mind both, do the sheva lemato, have in mind both. If Papa said to Rava, in this case, he'll do the sheva lemato and have in mind both, and then v'chozov anoisin, achas lemato, lemalo, l'shem soyer, and then he'll do an achas lemalo and have in mind the goat. Because the achas lemalo of the bull he did before he got mixed up. All that's missing now is the achas lemalo of the goat. He'll do that after the sheva lemato. Omar li Rava. Rava responded, ad hashta korulon, they called us, and this was referring to Rav Yirmiyah, they used to call us tipshoi, because we're from Bovel, used to call us that we're tipshim, we're not, you know, we're fools. V'hashta, now they're going to call us, if you're going to say this, Rav Papa, they're going to call us tipshoi de tipshoi, the fools of the fools. De kom megamrinon luhu v'loi gamiri. They're going to say that we're teaching things and we haven't even learnt. V'hokoyoiv mato de soyer mikamo mailo de soyer. Because if you do that, says Rava to Rav Papa, then you will have done the sheva lemato of the soyer before doing the achas lemalo of the soyer. You can't do that. Vatayra Amra. The Torah says ten lemalo v'acharkach lemato. In both the psukim we mentioned before, posuk yudalad and posuk tezvov, it mentions the lemalo before the lemato. Elo Amar Rava. Rava says what you have to do in that case is noisen sheva lemato l'shem par. You do the seven lemato and you only have in mind l'shem par. And then you do achas lemailo v'sheva lemato, having in mind exclusively the soyer. Continues the Gemara the next case. What happens if you had the vessel holding the blood of the bull and the vessel holding the blood of the goat, and now they got confused and he doesn't know which one is the blood of the bull, which one is the blood of the goat? What's he going to do? And as we said before, it's got to go in order. You have to do the bull before doing the goat. You have to have the achas lemalo before the sheva lemato. So what do you do? Says the Gemara, noisein, he does achas lemalo, sheva lemato from one of the vessels. V'choizer v'noisein, and then he does the same thing with the other vessel. And then v'choizer v'noisein, and then he does it again with the original one. Shloisha pomim, he does three times. One, two, one. So now, whichever way around you hold it, it's okay. If the first one was the bull, then that's okay. That was supposed to be first. The second one was the goat. That's fine. And the third one will just be unnecessary. If the first one was the goat, then that doesn't work because you have to finish with the bull first. So the second one will be the bull. And then the third one will be the goat. And then again, that will be fine. Continues the Gemara. Next case. Miktsas domim nisarvuloi. What happens if part of the blood of the bull and part of the blood of the goat got poured into a third vessel? So now you have vessel number one with the blood of the bull, vessel number two with the blood of the goat, and vessel number three with a little bit of blood of the bull and a little bit of blood of the goat. So what's the question? Umiktsa means umiktsas domim nisarvuloi. A little bit of the blood of each of those animals got mixed up in a third vessel, or mixas domim lo nisarvuloi, and part of the blood didn't get mixed up. Like we said, you've got three containers now. Pshita, it's clear, ki yohiv, when you do the achas lemalos and sheva lematos, mivadoin yohiv. When you need to do the hazois of the bull, you do it from the one that you're 100% sure is exclusively the blood of the bull. And when it comes to doing the achas lemalo sheva lemato for the goat, you take the blood which is exclusively for the, that you know it's from the goat. The question is, mu hanoch shirayim. The question is, this third container, which has a little bit of blood of the bull, a little bit of blood of the goat, and they got mixed up before the avoidah of the achas lemalo sheva lemato of the blood of the bull and the goat was done. The question is, do we consider this hanoch, this blood, shirayim, as being a remainder of blood that the avoidah had been done, which is true. This is blood that came from the animals, and they'd done the avoidah with part of the blood of the animals, the part that did not get mixed up, and this is the remainder. And what's the halacha? When the halacha by shirayim is hanoch shirayim havu, uli yisoid ozli. We learn from psukim that the remaining blood, we're going to learn about it later on, the remaining blood is going to get poured onto the base of the mizbeach, the outside, the big mizbeach. That would be one way of looking at it. Oidilmo, maybe dechuyin hava. They've been rejected. Ve'ozli la'oma. And once they've become rejected, why are they rejected? Because normally what happens with remainders, with shirayim, is that the blood of the shirayim was with the blood that the avoida was done to. The avoida was done, so to speak, from all the blood. And then whatever's left over is called shirayim. Over here, when the avoida was done, achas lemalo, sheva lemato, that blood had already been separated. So it could be the way we view it, that it's called dichui, it's been rejected from the avoida, and then ozli le'omo, and then it just gets poured away into the stream, the canal that was going through the azara. They would just pour it into there, and it was like posel, and you couldn't put it onto the yesoid of the mizbeach. That was the question of the Gemara. Omer of Papa. Rav Papa says, Afilu leman de Omar, and we're going to learn about this soon, but there's a machlekes, if kois echod oise chaveiroi shiraim. What happens if you have a regular korban, and a person received the blood in two vessels, and he does the Zrikas Adam with one of the two. What's the status of the other one? It's the same sort of question, that normally one receives all the blood, and one does the Zrika with that blood, and whatever's left has the din of Shiraim. But what happens if he's got two Kaisos, which means that, so to speak, the Shiraim was separated even before that Avodah was done? So it's going to be a Machlokes later. Rav Papa says that even according to the opinion that says that when you receive the blood in two containers, that kois ach echod oisech haveri shiraim, it's still okay, it's considered shiraim, it's not considered dochu, it's not considered rejected, and it has the halachas of shiraim, hana mila, that's only true, heicha de'iboya lemesav motziyoiv, because when you receive the blood with both, theoretically you could have done the zrikas adam with any of them. They are both able to be used for the Avodah. And therefore, there's one opinion that says, even if they were separated before the Avodah was done, it's still called Shiraim. Aval hai, but in this case, with the bull's blood, with the goat's blood, you can't use that blood. It's not completely accurate, you can't use it at all, but it's definitely not the preferred way of using it. As we said before, that you should, the blood you're going to use for the Achas Lemala Sheva Lemato is going to be from the Vadoim, from those two vessels which are not mixed together. And since we do not allow him to use this mixed up blood for the Avodah, it's even worse than a case of a regular Korban where the Kabbalah Saddam was done in two Kalim, and therefore everybody will agree it does not have the din of Shiraim. That's what Rav Papa suggested. Omale Rav Huna b'reid Rav Yeshua le Rav Papa. Rav Huna said to Rav Papa, Adarab, on the contrary, I'm saying the other way around. Afilu leman d'oma kois echad oise chaveri dochui. Even if in another case, where a person received the blood in two containers, there that we say it's considered rejected, because you did the avoida with one and not with the other, it could be that hanumili, that maybe that's only true, the dachia biyodaim, where you did something to reject this blood. You took this blood in a different vessel. So to speak, saying, this blood I'm not using, and I'm only using the other blood for the avodah. That's called rejection. Aval heicha deloy dachia biyodaim. But in our case here, where he wasn't doicha biyodaim, it's not as if he chose not to use it. Just it happens to be that the two bloods are mixed together, and therefore the halach is you shouldn't use it. But it's not as if he chose not to use it. Maybe in that case everybody agrees it does have the status of shiraim, and it's not considered rejected. Loi, and therefore everybody will agree that it's considered shiraim. So we're back to the question that we had Rav Papa, who said it one way, Rav Huna b'reid Rav Yeshua, who said it the other way. Now, where did we find this machlokes, whether a regular korban, where one receives the blood in two containers, and then one does the zrika with one of them, is it called shiraim? Is the other one called shiraim, or is the other one called dochui? The Tanya we learnt in a braisa, Maseches Vachim, that lemaylo hu oimer, regarding the chatos of the soir of the nosi, it says in the pasuk, ve'estomoy yishpeich al yisoid ha-mizbeach, that you should pour the remainder, the shiraim of the blood, you should put it onto the yisoid of the mizbeach, onto the base of the lower step, the base of the mizbeach. And there it doesn't say kol, it doesn't say ve'es kol domo yishafich, make sure that all the remaining blood gets poured onto the base. It doesn't say that. It says domo yishpeich, you should pour the blood. Ulamato hu oimer, and elsewhere it says in the Pasuk, regarding a regular chatos yochid by the shiraim, there it says, what do you do with the leftover blood? It says in the Pasuk, v'es kol domo yishpoich el yisoid ha-mizbeach. All the blood of the chatos, all the remaining blood, should be poured onto the yisoid ha-mizbeach. So the Braisa says, minayin lechatos shekibel domo ba'arba koisis. What happens if it's talking about chatos, and he received the blood in four separate containers instead of just one? And we know that with a chatos, you have to apply the blood on all four corners of the mizbeach. So, v'nosan mizeh achas u'mizeh achas. And he takes a different one of the vessels, and he does the Zrikas Adam, he applies the blood onto the Mizbeach, on each corner of the Mizbeach, from a different vessel. Then Shekulam Nishbachim LeYisoid. Then all the remaining blood gets put onto the Yisoid. How do we know that? Talmud Lema, it says in that second Pasuk, Ve'es Kol Doma Yishpoich. All the remaining blood gets put onto the Mizbeach. Yochel Afilu Nosan Arba Matonis Me'achas Mehem. What happens if you apply the blood on all four corners of the Mizbeach from one of the four containers you received the blood in, and the other three containers, they were just not used? How do you know that even then the blood goes onto the Mizbeach? Now, how do you know that it doesn't? I may have thought that even then it goes onto the Mizbeach. Talmud Leima, no. Ves domo yishpoich. It doesn't say all the blood has to go onto the Yisoid. Some of the blood. When would you not put the blood on the Mizbeach? In this case, when you have a container of blood that was not used at all for any Avodah, then in that case, it does not go onto the Yisoid. Talmud Leima ves domo yishpoich. Hu nishpach li Yisoid. That the container that you used to apply the blood onto the Mizbeach goes onto the Yisoid. Vehein, and the other three containers that were not used, Nishbachim La'omo, they get thrown out to the water stream going through the Azara. That was the Tanakama in the Braisa. Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Shimon Oimer, he argues, and he says, Minayin lechatos shekibel domo ba'arba koisis, v'nosan arba matonis me'echod mehem shekulom nishbachim li'yisoid. How do you know that if you used, that if you did all four applications of blood from only one of these containers, how do you know that all the other three containers go to the Yisoid? Talmud Leima says in the Pasuk, Ves kol domo yishpoich. So Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Shimon says that from the Pasuk, Ves kol domo yishpoich, says that even if you only did the Avodah with one of the containers, the other three also go on to the Yisoid HaMizbeach. So you see here clearly that there's a machlekes Tanoim that Tanakama and Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Shimon, whether if you received the blood in more than one container and you did the Avodah with just one of them, what's the status of the other one? And then we had the Machlekes before between Rav Popa and Rav Huna Breid of Yeshua, how that compares to a case not where you've got two containers of blood that you could have theoretically used either one and you chose to just use one, but what happens in a case where the blood, part of the blood of the bull, part of the blood of the goat, got mixed into a third container and now we cannot use that? How does it compare with that machlekes? That's what we saw before. Now the Gemara is asking, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon, who says that you learn from the Pasuk of Es kol domo yishpoich, that even when all the Avodah was done with just one of the containers of blood, the other three are considered Shirayim and not considered Dochi. The question is, what's he going to do with the Pasuk of Ve'es domo yishpoich that seems to say that only part of the blood gets put onto the Mizbeach, not the rest? What's it coming to exclude? According to the Tanakhama, it excludes exactly such a case where you only used one of the containers. According to Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, in that case, it's also called Shirayim, and it goes on the Yisoid. So in what case does it not go on the Yisoid? Hoksi vezdomo yishpoich answers the Gemara Amar Ravashi, Lemu'utei Shirayim shebetzavar behema, that the leftover blood in the neck of the animal, that doesn't go to the Yisoid HaMizbeach. If it wasn't received at the time in the Kli, it wasn't part of the Kabbalah Saddam, then that blood does not get put on the Mizbeach, it just gets poured out and washed away. Continues the Gemara. What's the next part of the Avodah? The Kohen Gadol has done the Achas Lemalo Sheva Lemata with the blood of the bull in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And then he's done the same with the blood of the goat in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And then he's done the same with the blood of the bull in the Heichal. And then he's done the same with the blood of the sawyer in the Heichal. What does he do now? The next part of the Avodah is that we mix the two bloods together. What does he do? Ira, he pours the Dama Par, the blood of the bull that's left in the container, L'toich Dama Sawyer, into the vessel that's holding the blood of the goat. And then he pours it back in order that it should be well mixed. Says the Gemara. When did they do this? It seems in the Mishnah that the Kohen Gadol did this before applying the blood onto the Mizbeach HaPnimi. But that seems to be a machlekes. There's actually going to be a machlekes whether the blood of the bull and the goat were mixed before they were applied to the Mizbeach HaPnimi or afterwards. The one opinion says, as in our Mishnah, they mixed it before, and they did a single application on the Mizbeach HaPnimi that we'll learn about later, and that applied to both. Or no, they kept them separate, and they first did the application of the bull's blood, and then the blood of the goat, and only then they mixed up the bloods before pouring it onto the Yisoid HaMizbeach. So that's going to be a machlekes. Says the Gemara, Tanan, our Mishnah is commander Omar Ma'arvin, is following the opinion that says that they were Ma'arvin Lekronis. The Kronis, literal translation, is the horns. It means the corners of the inner Mizbeach. Both Mizbeachis had corners protruding upwards, like horn-like corners, and the corners of the Mizbeach. And that's where the blood was applied. We'll learn later exactly the details. And so our Mishnah is learning that they would mix the bloods before applying the blood onto the corners of the Mizbeach Hazov, the Mizbeach inside the Heichal, De'itmar. Because we learned, Rabbi Yashi of Rabbi Yonason, there was actually Machlekes Rabbi Yashi and Rabbi Yonason. At this point, we don't know who said what, but Chad Omar, one of them said Ma'arvin, that you mix the bloods before you apply it to the Mizbeach, to the coronary Sam Mizbeach. V'chad Omar, the other opinion, says, in Ma'arvin, you do not mix it, Lekronis, before applying it to the corners of the inner Mizbeach. The Gemara is going to try and bring proof. This time I'll bring proof. The Rabbi Yashia who the Omar, it's Rabbi Yashia actually who says the Ma'arvin. And our Mishnah is following that opinion of Rabbi Yashia that they would mix the bloods before applying it to the corners of the Mizbeach, the Omar. Because there's another machlekes. There's a pasuk in the Torah that says, Ish, ashi yekalel es oviv ve'es imoy. A person who curses, chas v'shalom, his father and his mother, then it's a serious avera and he gets seriously punished. The question is, what happens, in order to get that severe punishment, does he have to have cursed his father and his mother, or any one of the two? So that's going to be a machlekes. And this is not the machlekes lemaisa, because everybody says that any one of them is enough. The question is, was there ever a point where we assumed that you're only chayev if you curse them both, and you need a special pasuk to say no, even if you just curse any one of them? So we're going to see now that Rabbi Yashia says that from the words that Yekalel es oviv v'es imoy, the vov, the and, that connects oviv and imoy actually means you have to curse them both. And that's why, according to Rabbi Yashia, there's a separate pasuk that tells us, no, don't learn it that way. And even though vov normally means not either or, but both, in this case it doesn't because of another pasuk. That was Rabbi Yashia. And Rabbi Yonason, he argues and says that the Vav never connected the two and always ever meant one or the other. So we see. So the Gemara is saying now, this time I've got proof, because in our Pasuk, what we're talking about, in our Sugi here, the Pasuk says that V'lokach midam hapor, u'midam hasoir, V'nosan al karonis hamizbeach soviv. You take the blood of the bull and the blood of the goat and you put it on the corners of the Mizbeach. The question is, does it mean you take one on its own and then another on its own? Or does the vav, umidam hasoir, the vav of umidam mean both together? So according to Rabbi Yashia, it would mean both together, like it does by some who curses their parents. According to Rabbi Yonason, the vav never means both together. So Gemara says that Tistayim is probable, the Rabbi Shayahu de Omar Ma'arvin. It's Rabbi Shayahu who says that you mix the bloods before. De Omar, because he says regarding cursing of the parents, Afal Gavda Loiksiv Yachtov, even though it doesn't say explicitly Yachtov, that you have to curse them both together, Kamandich Siv Yachtov Dom. It's as if it says, because of the Vav that connects the two, it's as if it says explicitly that you curse them both together. Says the Gemara, no. Afilatemi Rabbi Yonason. It could even be Rabbi Yonason in that Gemara in Sanhedrin Samach Vav, that Rabbi Yonason says that the Vav does not connect them. Nonetheless, it could be that over here he'll agree that the Vav, well, we'll soon see it's not the Vav, but Rabbi Yonason is going to agree that in this case you mix the bloods together before applying them onto the Mizbeach. Why would that be true? If by V'kalil Oviv, Yikalil is Oviv V'es Imoy, it doesn't mean both. Why over here, when it says V'lokach midam apor umidam masoir, would it mean both together? Shani Hocha says the Gemara here is different. Dechsiv, because it says explicitly in the pasuk, V'chiper Aaron al karnoisov, that Aaron HaKohen gets atoned on the corners of this Mizbeach, achas bashono, once a year, midam chatas ha-kippurim, achas bashono, yechaper olov l'doir, yiseichem kodesh kadoshim mul Hashem. Only once a year the blood is applied. If it's only applied once a year, it must be you don't do it once for the bull, once for the goat. It must be you mix the bloods before. We have a separate pasuk. And therefore, our Mishnah could follow either Yeshaya's understanding or Rabbi Yonasan. Says the Gemara, Tanya deloikashnuya. I'm now going to bring you a brisa that says, not like you just said now. I'm going to bring you a brisa that's going to prove that it's actually Rabbi Yeshaya who says that ma'arvin. It's not Rabbi Yonasan who says ma'arvin. Where what does it say in the brisa? The brisa brings that pasuk, velokach midam hapor umidam hasoir, sheyu ma'arvin. They have to be mixed. It has to be mixed before you apply them. Divir Rabbi Yeshaya. You see explicitly, as Rabbi Yeshaya says, that ma'arvin, you have to mix them before you put it on the mizbeach. Rabbi Yonasan Omar, mizeh bifnatzma, he says that you apply the blood of the bull separately and you apply the blood of the goat separately. So you see clearly, like we thought initially, Rabbi Yeshaya is the opinion that says ma'arvin, and Rabbi Yonasan is the opinion that says loy ma'arvin. Omar loy Rabbi Yeshaya. Rabbi Yeshaya asked Rabbi Yonasan, how can you, Rabbi Yonasan, say that you apply the blood of each one separately? Does it not say in the pasuk we mentioned before that achas bashono, just once a year you get atoned by applying the blood onto this mizbeach? So, and from here it seems that the reason Rabbi Yeshaya says you mix the two is from achas, a little bit different to what we learnt before, that Rabbi Yeshaya learns, as he does in Sanhedrin regarding the cursing of parents, that it's the Vav that connects the two. So it's an issue the Mefarshim discuss it here. But it says, V'aloi kvar nemar achas, Omer Rabbi Yonasan, Rabbi Yonasan says no, V'aloi kvar nemar midam hapor umidam hasoir. Rabbi Yonasan says, it says explicitly, you apply the blood of the bull and you apply the blood of the goat, each one separately, not together. Im kein, Lomo Nemar Achas. According to you, Rabbi Yonasan, that you read Midama Por, Midama Chato, Midama Soyer, that each one is applied separately, then why would it say Achas Bashono? Only once a year you get atoned. Answers the Gemara, says Rabbi Yonasan, Achas Loi Melocho Achas Veloishtaim Midama Por, Achas Veloishtaim Midama Soyer. To tell us that only once a year you get atoned with the blood of a bull, and only once a year you get atoned with the blood of a goat. Not twice a year with a bull, or twice a year with a goat. That means the once, the achas bashono, is only telling us that the bull and the goat, each one is only done once, not twice. But it's not telling us that there's only ever one korban, which we get atoned for in this way, as Rabbi Yeshaya does, that he says, from the achas means that you only apply the blood once, and the contra Rabbi Yeshaya, that must mean that you mix the bloods before applying them. Tani Idoch, another brisa, which is similar, just without names, it says, V'lokach midam hapor midam hasoir. From what do we see from here? Sheyu mu'rovin zeh bezeh. That they should be mixed together. Midam hapor umidam hachatos, mix the two together and apply them to the mizbeach after they've been mixed. Ato imer sheyu mu'rovin zeh bezeh, o einu elo mizeh bifnei atzmei mizeh bifnei atzmei. What makes you think that you mix the two together before applying it? Maybe you apply each of the bloods separately. Talmud loyma, like we said before, achas. It says achas bashono, you only apply the blood once a year, it must be it's been mixed before. Which is the opinion of Stoma Rabbi Yeshaya. The Gemara assumes that anonymous brisa is the Rabbi Yeshaya of the previous brisa that says that from achas you learn that you mix the bloods before. So the conclusion will be that we saw at the beginning there was a machleikus, the itmar, Rabbi Yeshaya, Rabbi Yonasan, there was a machleikus, chad omar ma'arvin, chad omar in ma'arvin, and our Mishnah is clearly following the opinion that says ma'arvin. It's now clear to us, like the Gemara assumed at the beginning, that our Mishnah is following the opinion of Rabbi Yeshaya, and not Rabbi Yashia, and not the opinion of Rabbi Yonasan. And in the next year, we're going to continue from here.